Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten, how are you?
Good, not hype enough for this segment though.
Okay, everybody needs to just, if your energy level is about, you know, a 6, it's going to be an 11 by the time we're done here.
I know, I'm not ready, I don't think. It's too early. I don't think anyone listens to this music at this time of morning.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about crunk.
And just a heads up, if you've got wee people in the car, there was a bit of swearing
in
this.
Oh, do you? Okay.
But I'm sure they'll have heard these words before. Who knows?
No, crunk, I mean, apparently there's a big debate about what it means, and I don't want to sound like a goofus because there's probably people that know.
Dancing style, is it not?
No, but I mean the actual word crunk.
Oh. Crunk.
So some people think it's like, you know, the weird past tense for crank, like cranked up. We got crunk last night.
Okay.
But some people think it's crazy drunk.
I mean, they both sound like they could be the same thing.
They
really
both work
crazy
really
drunk.
Well.
They
we were crunk. I was crazy drunk last night.
Or I was cranked up.
Or I mean, was crunked up.
technical grammar
so
term.
It's
out
totally
there.
Party. It's this style of hip hop. Late 90s got weirdly. It became the mainstream style in the 2000s.
And okay.
But this is party hip hop. So in the 90s, you got a picture, you know, the West Coast had like Snoop and Tupac mm-hmm. and Dr. Dre is like minor chords. It was all serious. And then New York had Wu-Tang and Nas and it was like really serious.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the South, especially Atlanta, the rap music was just like get drunk and party. And it was club music, which is kind of, you know, was there the whole time,
yeah,
especially
yeah.
in the start yeah. of hip hop, you know, this party happy music. And so, you know, the New York and LA had the crowns, you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
hip hop didn't exist, you know, supposedly anywhere else. And so having crunk.
And the South was like, hello, we're yeah. here and we're ready to party.
And they shit were.
Okay, everybody's immediately started dancing. I just need that.
I think there's definitely got to be said for a song telling you exactly what to do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Snap,
and this is a big part
fingers.
Of a lot of dance, especially African-American music. It's about participation. It's about party. You know, they'll tell you a step.
Yeah.
Do the twist. Do the that. Mm. You know, move your body. And this one's called Snap Your Finger. Because there's a subgenre of crunk called Snap.
Called Snap.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, which so is, is that...
I mean, or are they the same thing?
They're all under the same brolly.
But you can hear, you know, you can hear the snaps.
Text this, in 5395 if you know this song.
Text
this
in if you love it. If you hate it, don't text it.
No, text in if you hate it.
No,
I want to hear it.
This is Lil Jon featuring Sean Paul.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it became so mainstream.
You know, we have a song on the playlist at BFM at the moment that features a Sean Paul song. A sample of a Sean Paul song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a sample of it.
Sean Paul was just one of those guys that was just everywhere. I'll be on your track.
So this is like...
I mean, how can you not like this, to be fair?
And then you hear that weird whistly sound.
Yep.
And that, unfortunately, became really popular, and now you still hear it on all sorts of pop
unfortunately.
Songs.
Unfortunately.
Well,
fortunately.
Some people are
iconically.
Like, no,
yeah.
No, enough.
I mean, this is...
This is
E40. This is one of those songs
E40,
that
yeah.
if you're having a night out or it's getting quite late and you've played all your other music... Well, not necessarily played all your other music, but you get to a point where these songs start to recycle into what you're listening to.
Totally. There is a time. There's a point at,
yeah.
in the night at a party where this will come on and everyone's like, yep, we're ready.
They're ready
yeah.
to get crunk.
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
just like to point out that Lil Jon released a song on the 5th of February 2020 called Crunk Ain't Dead.
Oh, thank you, Lil Jon,
so
for
there
letting
you go.
Us know.
Crunk ain't dead, folks.
Is it not?
And I don't know, how could this die?
And the weird thing we were talking about this before, I gotta give props to the group of university white frat boys who made crunk mainstream.
So
yeah,
you were just saying this kind
they?
Of started off on like... student radio
yeah.
networks.
American college kids was the ones that brought it from, you know, being more of a black sound in black clubs and in the South.
They pushed it into the mainstream through frat parties.
Boys, you know, just love this. And
this is just the sound of a weekend, though, kind of, isn't it? That's our way.
I never thought we'd play this on BFM.
I know, I thought I'd get in trouble.
Hey, it's anthropological.
That's right, we're just studying it.
Musicological.
I want to hear what the listeners think. 5395, text in.
Lil Jon is kind of Mr. Crunk, you know, people. Yeah, he's iconic, so that's why we had to play him. And yes, he, you know, tried to merchandise it with a drink.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Crunk juice. Okay, I see. He definitely has his own definition of what the word is then.
So this is 2006.
So yeah, this one's, so you said it started in the 90s.
Yeah, the official, you know, underground actual, you know, crunk scene. But it was in the 2000s where it hit and became like kind of mainstream rap for a while.
Yeah.
Now this is
so Ciara.
Ciara, my goodies.
I gotta say, I mean,
this is an obviously.
You can hear the whistle as well.
This also reminds me a lot of those like Step Up and Step Up to the Streets, those like 2000s dance movies.
Oh, so you want a battle now that you hear this?
Yeah.
You know, like, Lil Jon is
she's
the
just
who...
a ballerina and she wants to learn hip hop, you know?
Lil Jon is the one who's no one's ever seen his eyes, right? Because he wears sunglasses.
He doesn't have eyes. He just has sunglasses.
Yeah.
Now, I normally wasn't that into Ciara as the singer, and she's known as the Princess
really?
Of Crunk.
So, someone else has said the same, but all I can think about is Zac Efron, which I think is in the same vein.
Okay, battle time.
And then someone sticks in saying, it's all good, and the following, next text says, absolute crap.
Now, but Ciara's vocals, I read some stuff about it, they were sort of comparing to like Destiny's Child and Janet Jackson, that kind of breathy singing, not the full-on...
I think she's an underrated vocalist, actually. She's got a bloody cool voice.
Yeah, this is a particular style. You know, like, it's not the doing riffs and, you know, sort of showing off your virtuosity.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Ciara. I like her a lot.
I like her a lot, too. She's very cool.
What was that, 1-2-Step? She had song. Is that Crunk?
Crunk adjacent.
Maybe we'll have to hear. Listen for the whistle. And that call and response and the dancing. Now, this apparently is a response.
Someone says MF bops, which you know what MF means. It's only 820, though.
This is actually a response song to another more sexist song. She's saying, you can't have my goodies.
What was the more sexist song?
I can't remember now. I didn't write it down.
Oh, damn.
And this, so weird. When it came out in 2004 and it was still in the charts in 2005, it was the longest running female single.
Yeah.
Since 1977.
77.
Yeah.
Absolute props to Ciara. That's so cool.
Women's suffrage. Ciara, thank you for.
I gotta say, also, thank you for all the fantastic Two Piece Velour tracksuits, Ciara, because that is a huge look. A lot of Juicy Couture going on.
I love the look.
Someone says, this is what plays in the White House. This is the national anthem of America. This is also, we should shout out Petey Pablo, who's featured on this, you know.
Now, also, besides clubs, strip clubs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because a lot of us forget about strip clubs, maybe if we don't go enough. They can be a space, you know, as for music scenes.
Yeah, totally.
For music to get known and if, you know. And if you want your song to be popular, maybe make it strippable.
This is kind of like, Ciara's like the precursor to the Pussycat Dolls as well, in some ways.
Yes, that breathy singing too, but, yeah, I can hear that.
Also the like, rhythm of it as well. The Pussycat Dolls, I hope they gave Ciara some, you know, props along the line somewhere. And Fergie as well, you know? She owes a bit to that lineage.
I mean...
Lil Jon, I don't know if this is true. This is a texter. They said Lil Jon used to wander the clubs with his posse and a megaphone shouting his call refrains, which apparently how, I guess, it says drunk here, but I presume that meant crunk got going. And apparently Netflix taught them that.
Shout out to Netflix.
Thank you, Netflix documentaries.
Doing some learning.
Today, the history of hip-hop.
They actually do have a show like that, I think.
Okay, this one's quite wild and has got quite a lot of swearing in it, just heads up.
Oh, I'm sorry, I should have checked better.
I mean, it's part of the genre and it's also kind of mint.
This
as
is
well.
3-6 Mafia. We picked this one because of the selections, because it's like one of the really upbeat ones.
Also, I was like, I can't remember this song. And as soon as I started listening to it, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I know this song.
Oh, I thought you picked it because the weirdest freak of nature in the history of American entertainment is 3-6 Mafia won an Oscar for best song.
With this song?
No.
Oh, okay.
With, no, no, It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
Oh!
You know, I don't
I know this song.
See, this is, when I think of crunk, this is more what I think of. I don't know why.
You know what's weird is that I haven't really realized until we're doing this segment right now how much I must have heard this when I was growing up, just
You're
on the radio
princess.
And stuff. I'm a crunk princess. No, but like it's weirdly reminding me of real specific
what time frame
memories from primary
here?
School.
So this is 2008.
Yeah.
The group is a lot
Maybe
darker normally and did some horrorcore stuff. But then, you know, strangely won the Oscar, which, you know, how many other hip-hop groups have had amazing songs in films? And I remember when Queen Latifah presented it, because she happened to be the presenter that year at
Queen
the
Latifah.
Oscar, and, you know, her face was like, what, 3-6
I'm going to go watch that later. Imagine Queen Latifah just thinking through in her head, okay, that's fine.
I mean, she was happy, like, for black community.
Yeah.
I like their bio says 3-6 Mafia began as an exploitative, horror-themed, underground, hardcore rap sensation, 666 Mafia.
Yeah.
Get it? And it literally says, get it? Question mark.
Let me think.
Someone says, can't even understand any lyrics. You're not listening hard enough.
It's not
it's
about
all laid
it,
out.
Yeah, feeling it.
I reckon most people if they're in their cars must be bopping. Surely. It's pretty hard not to.
That auto-tune sound is quite iconic too, right?
Yeah. Well, Southern hip-hop is still the dominant one now. That's
so
still what's happening
right,
now.
Okay.
And that's why we've still got the auto-tune. Call and response, the just off the top of the dome lyrics that mean nothing, you know, like Migos and Future and that stuff. It's still, the axis is still located in the South. It hasn't shifted.
Is Lil Wayne crunk?
No, but he's from the South.
Yeah.
So, crunk and then snap and then now trap.
Trap.
So it's all sort of. It's all Southern hip hop, and it has a lot of things
all
in common.
Sort of have we
done trap yet?
No.
I'd be keen to do trap.
Okay, would you?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, and before crunk was Miami Booty Bass.
Miami Booty Bass. Some of these names are just awesome. How do the names come about? I know some of them like.
They're not crunk, from journalists.
No. I feel like this one's kind of self-explanatory.
Is everyone popping their bodies?
I quite like how there's always a line in a lot of these songs that's like, all the ladies in the club, and then put your hands in the
That's that Southern thing too. But there's that live thing, you know? They're acknowledging that we're going to perform this live and we're going to have audiences. It's not an introspective listen in your bedroom.
So this is 3-6 Mafia. We've also been listening to Ciara, Bonafide Legend, IMO.
Yes, you're listening to BFM.
And Lil Jon, you are on 95 BFM. And that was Crunk, and that was wild. I feel quite hyped for Friday now, though. Thank you very much, Kirsten.
Then you go put
What's
on your Libra jumpsuit with some see-through bits.
No, it's the two-piece velour, Juicy Couture.
With Juicy on the butt.
Yeah, with the diamantic
chains. Okay, we're going to go really weird again. You know how I always
flip it.
Musique concrete.
Oh, here comes my art degree.
Yeah, that's right. Or concrete. I'm not sure. Maybe you can tell me how we're supposed to pronounce it.
We'll
concrete
find out
music.
Next week. Concrete music. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Kirsten. That was Crunk.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
I'm feeling...